Nun Hey Amud Aleph, about 42% of the way down the Amud, says the Mishnah. Ha'oina, underline oina, arba kesef, v'hatana, underline v'hatana, shtei kesef v'oida shava pruta. So, oina, if you have a item that is worth a sella, and 1/6 of a sella is for kesef, like we had said before, ta'ana is you do not have a court-imposed shvua on somebody for motive of mixas unless the original claim was at least for 2 ma'os kesef. And the other guy, the hoida, the admission, the partial admission has to be at least a pruta. So basically, to have a motive mixas shvua imposed by the Dayanim, the claim has to be for at least 2 silver kesefs. The counterclaim has to deny part and admit part, and at least as if there's at least a shava pruta's worth of either the denial or the admission, then the shua goes ahead. Chamesh pruta ishein. Put a diamond around the term chamesh. There are 5 different categories where pruta is the rule of thumb. We'll number them off. Number 1, ha-hoida shavapruta. What we just saw a line ago is that the hoida, the admission of a person, the partial admission has to be at least a pruta's worth. Number 2, va'ishu miskadeshes b'shavapruta. If a man wants to betroth a woman, he using kesef, he has to give her something that's at least a shavapruta's worth of value. Number 3, va'nene b'shavapruta min ha-hektesh. A person is not allowed to get personal benefit from a holy temple property. I dot underlined hahekdesh. If they do, and the benefit they got was at least a shavapruta's worth, they have violated me'ila, that is misuse of holy temple property, and there's a certain punishment for that. Number 4, hamotzei shavapruta. If somebody finds a shavapruta or something worth a shavapruta, chayev lahachriz, that's where the responsibility kicks in then to announce it and try to find the rightful owner. And number 5 in our list is Hagaizas Chaveira Shavapruta. If somebody stole from Bob at least a pruta's worth of a value, something that was worth, and then when he is approached, he denies it and he swears falsely, and then he really wants to pay back because he gets a guilty conscience, he has to travel literally to the ends of the earth, as far away. Basically, the thief is not going to get a kapara, an atonement, until he returns it literally to the possession, to the like hands of the one he stole it from. Okay, the Mishnah started out telling us about Oina. The thing is, the Gemara asked Tanina Chadazimna. We had a Mishnah about a week ago, and we already know this. The Tanaic source gets boxed off, goes for a line and a half, and starts here. Ha'oina arba kesef, me'esrim ve'arba kesef, that the price fraud kicks in when it reaches 4 ma'a kesefs out of 24 ma'a kesefs, in other words, a sella or shesus lemekach, 1/6 of the sale price. That's when the price fraud kicks in. So why did the Mishnah here need to tell us that the oina was arba kesef? We already know that. Well, answers the Gemara, it actually didn't. It wanted to continue and tell us that the tana is shtei kesef. Vehoida shavapruta, those 2 points, it's shrichale, is why our Mishnah had to teach what it did. It's almost like oina arba kesef, we already knew true, but that which a claim to get a modem of mixas possibility in a court starts with 2 ma kesef, and the counterclaim, partial admission, has to be at least a shavapruta. That's why we needed it taught. Well, hanami tanina, but 1 second. Those issues are also taught elsewhere. In Mesechah Shvuas, we have a Tanaic source now that goes a word, a line, plus a word. Shvuas hadayanim. Well, here we go. If the courts are going to impose a shvua l'kamodim mixas, the original claim, hatana, from one party has to be for something that's at least shtei kesef, and the hoida, the admission, is shavapruta, at least a pruta. So, like, we know that already. And the Gemara says, indeed, that's true. And actually, the first line and a half of the Mishnah was not necessarily needed to be taught because we would have known it, but it's the Seifet Strichalei, it's that which comes from that, because the first list of five Prutas is the Hoidasha Pruta. The Seifet Strichalei Dektani Chamesh Pruta Isein. Teach us there's five different categories of things that the cutoff point, or where it starts, is a Pruta. Okay, the Mishnah said Chamesh Pruta Isein. Ve'lisni Nami. Why not also teach that oina is a pruta? Let's say you had some item that was worth six, and you'd be over price fraud if you added another, which would be seven. Amar Rav Kahana, half box Rav Kahana, and a half box Levi comes a line later. Rav Kahana says zaysa meris. From here, you see that it must be from the fact that it wasn't listed off ein oina le. Prutas. The pruta is a relatively small coin, and there actually is not price fraud on such a small transaction. You have to have at least an isser, which is a maybe the lowest value silver coin to get into oina. The Levi has a different approach. Levi Amar, yesh oina b'prutas. No, there is a concept of price fraud, even if you're dealing with something that is relatively inexpensive. V'chein tani Levi, and underline Levi's name, b'mas nise. In the collection of Tanakh sources, authored and edited by Levi, the following 2.5-line Tanakh source exists, which is quite similar to our Mishnah. It lists off, I'll start here, Chamesh Pruta Isena, put a diamond around the Chamesh. And it lists off, well, not the same list. Some things are similar, some things are not. Number one on the list here is Ha'oina'a Pruta. So you want to know why we didn't teach in our Mishnah Na Pruta? Well, in Levi's Tanakh source, it did teach that price fraud kicks in at a Pruta. Number two in Levi's list, which parallels number one in the list we had in our Mishnah, Hoida'a Pruta, the admission when two parties come, Al says, hey, you know, you owe me X, and Bob says back, sort of, I kind of owe you part of it, and kind of not owe you part of it, so at least a Pruta. The third in the list of Levi's is Kiddushe Ishim Pruta, that parallels number two in our Mishnah, that man wants to be a Kaddish woman, it has to be, with Kesef, it has to be something that's worth at least a Pruta. Number four on the list is Gezel Ber Pruta, which is number five in our Mishnah, that if a person steals from, let's say, Bob, and then he swears false that he didn't, and then he admits he has a guilty conscience, he actually has to literally give the money, or the thing of value, whatever it was worth, back to Bob. And finally, number five in our list is Yeshivas HaDayanin Be Pruta. Somebody who has witnesses, or where the guy who, you know, is chayiv, he admits, and he keeps pushing off the payment that he's supposed to make, the judges will sit and deal with it and basically force the payment. Okay, that's the end of that snake source. Okay, it's also a list of five, but some of them are different. So we're going to go back and forth between the author of this Braisa and the author of our Mishnah, Vitana Didan. Underline the Tana Didan and the author of our Mishnah. My time Alei Katani, why did he not include in the list that which was number five in Levi's list of Yeshivas HaDayanin? Well, he actually sort of mentioned something which was kind of close, Tana Lei Gezel. Since Gezel, which was number five on his list, the conclusion from there is that it is for monetary issues, we will enforce through a court judgment. Umi loy tani gezel. Well, one second. We had in that Tanakh source, number five was gezel. The katani aveda, which is also a monetary issue. Why did it have to teach both then? So the Gemara explains that hanach istrichle. Both were actually necessary, and here we'll see why. Gezel, which I underline was necessary to teach in our Mishnah, because it says, hagoyz michavei reshava pruta. Venishba loy, and if a person stole from Bob something worth the pruta, swears he didn't and gets a guilty conscience, wants to return it, yoli chenu achrava filu lemadai. I squiggle underline a filu lemadai. The chiddush is that he has to, let's say again, literally travel to the ends of the earth to give it back to the rightful owner. Aveda, which I underlined, also has its own chiddush. I put the right angles in over here. Hamotzi aveda shava pruta chayev lahachras. Now. Ve'afal gav de zal. I squeal on the Ve'afal gav de zal. The chiddush there is, even if the item he found is worth just over a pruta, but by the time, let's say, he's able to start announcing it, it is worth less than a pruta, still he has to advertise it. Okay, that's the author of our Mishnah, Levi, underline Levi. My Tamalaitani, Levi didn't include in his list of five that which was number four in our Mishnah of an Aveda Bepruta. Well, Levi would tell you, Tanale Gezel. Well, in Levi's list, number four in his list was a Gezel Bepruta. And Gezel is a basic concept of a monetary issue, so too an Aveda, which is a monetary issue. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Umiloi Ketani Gezel. Viketani Shuvzat Dayanin. In Levi's Tanaic source, you already had a monetary issue, Gezel, and then you also talked about Yeshivas HaDayanin, which is also a monetary issue. Well, that's because Yeshivas HaDayanin explains the Gemara Tzrichale had to be told to us, La'afuke, to come to exclude the opinion of Katina. Damar of Katina, based in Niskakin, Afil Lepachas Mishava Pruta, that the based in will see to a case, even if it's less than a Shava Pruta. V'Levi, my time alike Katani Hektish. In Levi's list of five things, he was missing what was number three on the Mishnah's list, which was hektish. Right? Somebody who gets benefit of Shaprutah's words of hektish is over Mi'ilah. Well, Levi will tell you because his Tanaic source is not dealing with things that are hektish related. Bechulin kamairi, only things that are chulin, bekodshim lo kamairi. Well, says the Gemara, 1 second question. Ella Tana Didan, well, then the author of our Mishnah, De Kamairi Bekodshim, who was listing off Kodshim, he talked about Hektish, Nisni Meiser Bepruta. Then he should have also taught Meiser Bepruta. Rashi says Meiser Bepruta is if it's less than that, that you have Meiser Sheni, it will not grasp onto the money. So that's another Pruta that should be in the list. Well, we're going, come on to Amar. Like the opinion says, Ein Bechom Show Pruta, that actually, two, three, four prutas of value of the item won't be enough. It has to be that its chomish doesn't have a pruta, that it's not going to be allowed. Vilisni, well, then why not teach chomish meiser bepruta? That's also a pruta, that if the chomish isn't a pruta, that's the cutoff point. Well, the reason being, because we're not talking about chomishin over here, but karna kamairi bechomish lo kamairi. We're dealing with ikr value of the item in question, not the chomish. Period. Gufa. Amar of Katina, I underlined his name, and I put a Roman numeral 1 in the margin. On the third line of Amud Beis, I underliner of Katina again, and put a Roman numeral 2 in the margin. Amar of Katina, based in this kalkin, I feel the pogas mishav a pruta of the base, and we'll hear a case even if it deals with something worth less than a pruta. Masiv Rava. Rava brings a snake source, which would seem to indicate otherwise. This snake source starts here, I box it off, and goes until almost the end of the first line of Amud Beis. The pasuk says, and I double underline this word, ve'is asher chata min ha-kodesh yishalem. Now, could have just said ve'asher chata min ha-hektesh, min ha-kodesh, excuse me, yishalem, but it added the word ve'es, or ve'is, and now that S term is darshanable. Asher chata, the one who sinned from hektesh, you aren't in hektesh, yishalem, he shall have to pay. Le'rabba, is that comes to include even pachs mishav pruta lehishavim, that it should be returned, and we're darshaning the S term, l'kodeshin, avalahedjo, lo. Apparently that sounds like only in the realm of Kodesh, but not for a regular relationship with a person as with someone else. Ella, so I squiggle on the Ella, Ella Yitmar, Hach Yitmar, if anything was stated, take two, Amar of Katina, underline his name, im huskaku, based in l'shavapruta, if the basin already started a case and it was a pruta value, goimrim, they'll finish it off. Let's say the guy comes back and makes a counterclaim for less than a shava pruta before the basin got up from dealing with that case. They'll see to that also. Goimrim, afil pachas mishava pruta. Comma connector, tchilas adin bo inan pruta. The main thing is that the beginning, when the court case starts, you have to have at least a pruta's worth of value. However, Gemardin, to finish it off, Lobin and Pruta do not need at least a pruta of value. Says the next Mishnah. Here's another list of five. Chamisha Chomshinhein. There's a list of five Chomishes, an additional fifth that sometimes has to be paid. The Eluhein, and here's the list. Colon. I number them off. 1 through 5. Number 1. Ha Oichel, and I don't mind how Oichel, somebody who eats, and he ate it, b'shoigig, as like a Yisrael who ate truma. I actually put little letters here, A, B, C, D, and E. A, if Yisrael, b'shoigig eats truma. Or B, truma's meiser, which is the 10% that the Levi gives of his meiser, Rishon comes truma's meiser, and C, utrumas meiser shel demai. Also, you have trumas meiser that you have to take from demai produce, which, by the way, there's no actual truma from demai produce, because we always assume the relatively ignorant person that it was bought from would know to take truma. D, veha chala, which is referred to in the pasuk as a type of truma, and bikurim also, which refers to in the pasuk as a type of truma. In all those cases, meisif chaymesh, there is a fifth that has to be added when making the calculation. Comma, number two, the second of the five cases. Hapoda, one who redeems his netta ravai or his meiser sheni. Netta ravai, fruit that grows on a tree in its fourth year, has to be taken to Jerusalem and eaten. Meiser sheni, the second tithe, certain years, has to be taken to Jerusalem and eaten. If a person doesn't want to take it, that's fine. They could redeem it onto money, but when they do, they redeem it onto money for its value, plus meisif chaymesh, an additional fifth. Number three, Hapodes Hekdeshoi, if somebody was makdish something to the base of Mikdash and he himself is going to redeem it, he has to add Mosef Chomish, a fifth. Number four, Hanene Shavar Pruta Min Hekdesh, person who gets benefit, at least a Pruta's worth from Hekdesh, Mosef Chomish, when he pays back the benefit he got plus an additional fifth. And number five, Hagozes Chavir Shavar Pruta, if Bob steals from Ted something worth a pruta, vinish baloi, and swears to him that he didn't, and then gets a guilty conscience, and he pays it back. He also is meisif a chaymesh. Amar Rava. This is a fascinatingly structured Gemara. Rava points out, kashale le Rabbi Lazar, I circled Rabbi Lazar's name. That's going to be the first step. Two lines later, near the end of the line is Shmuel, I circled Shmuel's name. Approximately 12 lines later, first line is Mamzer, and then words 3 and 4 are Rav Sheshes. I circled Rav Sheshes. Nun Vav Amud Aleph on the fourth line, the last two words are Rav Yosef. I circled Rav Yosef. And about seven lines below that, first word line is Ravina. I circled Ravina. So we're going to have Shmuel say something. Excuse me, we're going to have Rav Elazar, then Shmuel, then Rav Sheshes, then Rav Yosef, then Ravina. Here we go. Amar Rava. Kashale the Rav Elazar. The beginning of the Gemara. Rav Elazar had a bit of a difficulty with this Mishnah connector. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai is what we were talking about here. Trumas Meiser of Demai, which was the category 1C. Now, that's only a Derabanan. You can tell me you have to add a Chomesh on that? That's not even deraisa required. It's only a derabanan. Do the rabbis make their derabanans almost deraisa like? Question mark. Amar Rav Nachman, I don't know his name. Amar Shmuel. He answers on behalf of Shmuel. Well, that's actually a Tanaic opinion of Rabbi Meir. Hamani Rabbi Meir he. I double underline Rabbi Meir, and I put a long point marking in the margin, starting from this line down about 11 lines till first word of line is Mamzer. This is a point that is being made by Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. It's actually Shitas Rav Meir Damar, and I dot underlined this phrase. Also, Chachamim Chizuk L'Divrayim Kishel Torah. The Rabbanan, at times when they decree something, gave the strength of what they decreed as almost being Torah-like. Disanya, as we see in the following Tanaic source, we'll see Shitas Rav Meir. This Tanaic source goes for five lines and starts here. It's dealing with somebody. Let's say the husband was in Montana and the wife was in Florida, and he's brought a get. He's bringing a get. He's delivering a get, a divorce document. So maybe get me dinas hayam. Nos noila. Now, when he, the shaliach, delivers a get to the woman, it's crucial that he say the following words: "Befanai nechtav, befanai nechtam." Roughly translated as, "In my presence, it was written properly. In my presence, it was signed properly." Nosolai, however, this shaliach gave it to Veloy Amarlan, didn't say, quote, four words, Befanai nechtav, befanai nechtam. Well, let's say she got remarried, Yotzi, her new husband would have to divorce her because she's not really divorced from her first husband. And Vlad Mamzer, if they have a child, that child will actually be a Mamzer Rabbi Meir, we box Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim, I remember we box the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, no. The kid, if there's a kid from a union that woman has with some other guy, ain't avlad mamzer. Kama. Now, Ketzad Yasa, which the Tosfos explains, what do you mean, what should we do now? Well, according to the Rabbanan, let's say she did get remarried, what would we have to do so that they won't have to separate? Or according to Rabbi Meir, Ketzad Yasa, before she gets remarried, so we won't have to have another get. So, here's what should be done. Yidlena mimena, she should take the get, he should take the back, excuse me, he, the shaliach, should take the get back from the woman. V'yasubi nenelan, turn around and actually give it to her, b'fnei sh'taim, in the presence of two, v'yamerlan, say what he was supposed to say the first time he gave it to her, which is, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. That's the end of the Tanaic source. Now, obviously we have about four more lines to develop this point. Connector, ularabi meir, well, one second here. According to Rabbi Meir, the Tana, Mishum Deloy Amar La, just because he didn't say those four words, Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta, the Shaliach delivering the get to the woman, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer, she has to like separate from if she has a new husband, and if she has a kid, the kids be a Mamzer. Really? In? Yes, that's right. Whose opinion is it? None other than it's Rabbi Meir, Latame, going according to reasoning. We have heard him say, Elfwards, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Mishmei Deula, Imer Haya Rabbi Meir, he used to say, Kol HaMishaneh. Anyone who changes or deviates from the nature of the way the laws were given by the rabbis to us in the realm of divorce documents, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer. So there you go. That's Rabbi Meir, who says the Chacham and the Rabban will sometimes give great strength to their decrees. Mas of Rav Sheshes asks the following question. I circled Rav Sheshes' name. I put a question marking in the other margin, and this question goes down till the fourth line, or maybe I should say goes up till the fourth line on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. So Mas of Rav Sheshes is responding to Nachman Amar Shmuel. This Tanaic source is dealing with Meiser Sheni of Demai. Now, if you have real Meiser Sheni, we spent a lot of time discussing what you can be mechalal on and what that which you're mechalal on, can it transfer to anything else? Well, mechalal, so when you have Meiser Sheni of, Meiser Sheni of Demai, you can be mechalal, let's say you have silver coins, you could put it onto other silver coins, kesval kesef, kama nechoshes on nechoshes, if you have copper coins, you can put them onto other copper coins, kama kesef al nechoshes, I dot on the line, you can even take silver coins and put them onto copper coins, unechoshes ala peiros, and then you can even take your copper coins and buy other peiros, but you don't want to, when you actually go to your shalayim, take those peiros with you, because they weren't like the actual ones that grew in the ground from Meiser Sheni, and therefore v'yachzor v'yiftes peiros, you go back and be poda those peiros, and then with the money you get, you bring that money to shalayim, because the pasuk says pretty clearly you have to bind the money in your hand. That's Steve Rameir. We box Rameir. We also box the Chachamim. Yalu peiros v'yachzor b'shalayim. No, if you bought fruit over here, let's say you're in Beit Shemesh or Chevron or Tel Aviv, you actually bring those peiros then and eat them in Jerusalem. That's the end of the first Tanaic source, but we need the next one. Umimichalin on Kesef on the Chayshes. About four lines ago in the Tanaic source, we had that underlined Kesef on the Chayshes, silver coins onto copper coins. Really, does that work? V'hatzanan, but we have a Mishnah that seemingly would seem to indicate otherwise. This quote for the Tanaic source goes until the third line on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Sela, that is a silver sella of Meiser Sheni, Vishel Chulin, oh man, Shnisarvu, they got mixed up, and I don't know which is which now. So what do you have to do? Well, says this Tanaic source, maybe Besela Mos, you know, one of the sellas is got Kedushas Meiser Sheni on it, but you don't know which is which. So you bring Nechoshes coins, the equivalent of a sella, Voimer, make the following declaration. Wherever the sella is the Meiser Sheni one, I don't know which one it is, but wherever it is, is hereby transferred that holiness onto these copper coins. Comma. And then you turn around and say, Yafashaban, you take the nicer of the two silver coins. Could be that that was the one that was the Meiser Sheni, could be the other one, but you take the nice one, umechalalai aleha, and then transfer the Kedusha back from these copper coins onto the silver coin, mipnei she'amru, for they have said, the rabbis have told us, and this is why you have to go through this whole procedure, that mechalalin oisei kesef al nechayshes midoichak. Yes, we can transfer the Maaser Sheni holiness of silver coins onto copper coins if, like, you really need to, if you're pressed into a difficult situation. Now, lo yishe yikayim kein, you can't keep it on those copper coins. Ela sheyachzor mechalalin al kesef. You have to make sure that you turn right around and re-transfer holiness onto silver. That's the end of the Tanaic source, and we want to focus on one point here. Ketani miya, it did say, however, and here in right angles, two words, mechalalin midoichak. Like, if you are really stuck, then you could do it, which sounds like midoichak in, but shloi midoichak, if you're not really stuck, lo, you shouldn't do it. That's the question that Rishashis asks. Amar Rav Yosef, I circled Rav Yosef, and he's coming to respond to Rishashis. He says that, Afal pi shemeker Rav Meir b'pidyonai, even though it seems pretty clear that when it comes to redeeming, Rav Meir is mekel, machmer hu b'achilasei. He is much more stringent when it comes to the actual eating of it, and our Mishnah, after all, was talking about eating. Disanya, as we see in the following Tanaic source, which goes for 4.5 lines and starts here. When you have demai, you know that demai, as a religious individual, you know that it hasn't, it might not have had its trumas, it might not have had its maisras taken from it, its hafrashas taken from it. So lo hitiru limkor demai, they didn't allow them to sell demai. Who could you sell it to without taking the maaser, because if you have to take the trumas and maasers, that takes off about 21-22% of the total. But if it's a sitoin, you're allowed to sell it to the sitoin. A sitoin, I think roughly translated, we'll call it a wholesaler, right? He buys in bulk and sells to other people. Only the sitoin milvado balabayis. I'm sorry. Mechal midoicha, midoicha kin, shloi midoicha kloi. Am Rav Yosef, we circle Rav Yosef. He responds, Afal pi shemekel Rav Meir, even the Rav Meir is mekel when it comes to redeeming it, machmer hu ba'achilosai. And our Mishnah, indeed, was talking about eating it. Desan, as we see in this following Tanaic source, lo hitiru limkor demai ela lesitoin. You're only allowed to sell demai to a wholesaler if you have that demai, because the wholesaler, when he turns around and sells, people understand that it wasn't necessarily something that had its shumas and maisus taken properly. Bilvad ubalabayis, however, if you're dealing with just a typical guy who's not a professional wholesaler, ben kach u ben kach sarach laaser, they have to take the laaser. Dizra meir we box from meir vechacham roimer we also box chama mechad hasitoin, whether he's a wholesaler vechad balabayis moicher. And sell v'shelech l'chaveroi, v'noisen loy b'matana, so you could sell it, or you could send it to a friend of yours, you can give it as a gift, v'eino chayshish. That's Rav Yosef's point. Masiv Ravina, I circled Ravina, Ravina attacks Rav Yosef's point. This, by the way, is the last step. Ravina brings the Tanaic source from Maseches Demai, halakeach min ha-nachtoim. If you have somebody who is purchasing from a nachtom, the nachtom obviously not a talmud chacham, he's not a chaver, he's an ama aretz, and that's why you're gonna have to be very concerned with, well, you just have to do certain things with the bread you get from him. Maaser min ha-chama al ha-tzonenis, you could take the maaser. Now, why are you taking maaser off stuff you already bought? Because the nachtom is a ama aretz, and he never took the maaser off the flour. Or the barley or the wheat, whatever it was that you used to purchase from him, that was used to make that which you purchased from him. Maaser min hachama, you can take maaser from the warm loaves, like the fresh ones on the tzoinenes, literally the cold ones being the ones that may be a little bit older, or from the tzoinenes onto the chama. In other words, you can maaser from one onto the other. Ve'afilu mi defosim harbe, I don't know if you defos harbe, even if there are a lot of shapes or different molds, which kind of indicates that probably it was bought from different bakers. Maybe yeah, but maybe no. Di Rabbi Meir, when we box Rabbi Meir. Now, the Gemara analyzes, Bish, Shlomo Minat Soinenes, Alachama, that when you're dealing with the loaves, that are literally the cold one on the warm one, meaning when the one that's already a day old, onto the one that is fresh, well, that is done Krebeloi. Why? What did Krebeloi say? It's about five lines to remind us what Rabbi Loi said. Damar Rabbi Loi, minayin leter min hara al hayafa. How do you know? Let's say you have, 2-day-old bread and 3-hour-old bread. How do you know if you take from the 2-day-old bread, which is already a little bit hard, maybe a little bit stale, and have it cover the yafa one, like the warm one? Shechuma say chuma. How do you know that? Technically, it does work as making a chuma. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, "V'lo yisisu alav chait b'harimcha meschel b'mimenu," and thou shalt not be guilty of the sin when you separate out the chelev mimenu from it. Now, you know, kodesh yisis chait lama. If it's not kodesh, then where's the nechitzias chait? Nechitzias chait only if someone is then going to misuse the kodesh thing. Mikan, well, from here you see, letzarim min ha rala yafa, that even somebody who takes inferior products to cover the responsibility of the yafa, of the more expensive products, the truma, say truma, that would be a truma. Ella, I squeal on the Ella, and the Gemara is sort of asking now, Ella, afilu midvusim harbe, well, even if it's a whole bunch of different shapes, leichlush, why don't we say that maybe we're concerned? Dilma asili frushi min achiyuv, ala petur min apetur ala chiyuv, which would be a big problem. Amar Abaye. I half boxed Abaye, and two lines before the next Mishnah, the middle line is Rava, half boxed Rava. The reason why we had circled the names in the Gemara, Rav Elazar, Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, and Ravina, is because Abai points out now, and he's going to go step by step and give us a an overview of whether he feels it was a good point, not such a good point. So here we go. Amar Abai, hey, Rabbi Lazar. We don't know Rabbi Lazar, Shaper Kakashli. When Rabbi Lazar's question was asked, that the Trumas Meiser of Demai, did the Chachamim make a decree that was as strong as a Daraisa? Ushmuel, I underline Shmuel, when Shmuel came along, Lo Shaper Kamishani Le. The answer that Shmuel gave actually wasn't such a good answer. Dekash Le the Rabbi Lazar. What was Rabbi Lazar questioning? Misabi De Shamayim. That's the punishment for it. Umishani Le Shmuel. And Shmuel answered back with Mises Basin, like Ashes Ish. Those are two different things. Maybe Dilma Shani Mises Basin. Dechamira is more Machmer, and maybe therefore they're not comparable. Then came along Rav Sheshes. We know Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was about 10 lines before. For the end of the previous Amud, Rav Sheshes lo shaper kamoisiv le. Actually, Rav Sheshes' point is not such a good point. Why? Dekamri inu, they, the first two, Rabbi Lazar, Shmuel, were also talking about things and that had to do with Misa. It might be a Misa Shemayim. It might be a Misa Space. It was still a Misa. Umoisiv Rav Sheshes, but Rav Sheshes brings up a point from a mere love. Dichsiv, what is the Torah prohibition that you cannot eat the stuff when you're in your home? You have to go to Yerushalayim. Lo sucha lichol b'sharecha. And the next point was, ulamai demaisif Rav Sheshes. Now, Rav Sheshes did ask a question, previous Amud, about 11s from the bottom, and it took a while to develop that question until about the fourth, fifth line on this page. Ulamai demaisif Rav Sheshes, that which he asked, Yev Yosef shaper kamishani le. Ella Ravina, the last and final step on Ravina, Adem Oisim Minachtum, instead of slugging you up from a case of Nachtum, Lesayele, Mi Palter, you should come from a, now Palter maybe even a little bit bigger than a Nachtum, maybe he's like a large wholesaler, like the guy who has the monopoly or the distributorship of various baked goods in town. Ditznan, what did the Mishnah say by that? We box it off, it goes for a line and a half. Halukeach min ha palter, from one of these large distributors, maaser min kol defus u defus, you get a responsibility of taking the maaser from each different form, because the concern being, of course, that maybe it came from different people, divir rabbi meir, we box from meir, and that's the snake source. Ela maisach la meimer. Well, it must be that if we have this difference in din, that's because a palter is more likely that the different loaves he got from Treu Tlasa Gavra Zavin he bought, whereas a Nachtoim Nami, I'll use basically the same type of answer that it must be assumed. Michad Gavra, who disoven, that it was all from one person. Rava, who we had as a second approach, Amar Shmuel. Shaper Kamishani Lei, Shame Yisabayilam. That actually, Shmuel's point was valid. Because, okay, fine, there's a technicality that maybe it was... one type of mis, like a mis beis shemayim for the truma, and he was bringing a case from Eishes Ish, which would be a mis beis, and still though, shame misa v'olam. They do, after all, both have to do with misa, one's a misa beis shemayim. However, the point that Rosh Hashanah mentions, that's a mere losa, say, adkan.